Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of August, we will be exploring the topic, Heeding His Teaching. August 30, His Commission. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, verse 19. The visual Bible, Matthew, featuring Bruce Marciano, is a word-by-word rendition of the story of Jesus as told by Matthew in a 1993 film. I have watched the ending of this movie dozens of times. Having delivered the Great Commission, Jesus, with his back to the camera, starts walking away. Suddenly, he turns around and, with a big smile looking directly into the camera, beckons to the disciples to follow him. This scene has always felt so personal to me that it continues to bring tears to my eyes. Having announced that all authority in heaven and on earth had been given to him, Jesus goes on to speak what has been called the Great Commission. Go therefore and make disciples. Matthew 28, verse 19. The word, therefore, links the commission to the previously stated authority of Jesus. They are to go in his authority. The purpose is clearly stated with three verbs that point to a fourth, go, baptize, teach, in order to make disciples of Jesus. Make disciples is a one-word verb in the original Greek. The word disciple means student or pupil. They are to make more disciples by continuing Jesus' teaching ministry, teaching what he taught and commanded. They are to go to all nations, which was the original covenant with Abraham. Not only the Jews, but all the families of the earth would be blessed. That Jesus was able to redeem persons from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation is highlighted in the worship scenes of the heavenly realms. The disciples are to baptize in the name, singular, of one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Finally, the last words of Jesus assure them of his presence until the end of time, whether in their daily life, ministry, or matters of salvation. This assurance of Jesus forms an inclusio, narrative sandwich, with the beginning of the gospel, which states that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Now Jesus reminds them and us, I am with you till the very end. Amen.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!